Sunny for the rest of the week, 76, 77, and 80. Yes, very mild for this time of year, but I'm okay with that. Jess, are you okay with that?
I'm not. I know. I love hot weather.
Yeah, she's the hot one of the bunch, so there's that. How's everything at the Charleston Chamber today on this beautiful, cool morning?
Oh, you know, besides being so cold, everything is just wonderful at the Chamber.
Good deal. And the kids are going to be happy. I guess I just found out you extended the deadline for the art show.
Yes. So that art show that I was telling you guys about last week got so much positivity from the community and kiddos wanting to participate that we went ahead and extended the deadline to register to tomorrow. So registration will close at midnight tomorrow. So make sure that you get in to register. All you have to do is go to charlestonchamber.com. It's right on our homepage. It says Kids Art Show. Click on that to register. And the cool thing is, it's only $15, and it gets you a full art kit made by Bunches of Treasures, which is a local art shop. You get paint, brushes, and then a canvas with a pre-made drawing that you get to choose, and the kiddos get to paint. And then they'll be hung up at local businesses for 2 weeks, and then the kiddos will get them back, and you can display them at your house.
Looking forward to seeing all that beautiful artwork in Charleston. As far as the other, we always have to talk about it, the number of cases coming up in the country. A reminder to check out the resources page and the risk and mitigation metrics at Charleston Chamber's website.
Yes. So, you know, it's no secret that our number of cases have been on the rise. And so I just want to remind people that about 3 weeks ago, our governor kind of came out with a new plan, so to speak, for risk mitigation for increasing cases. So what he did with that was he redrew our map. So we went to 11 regions. So we're in a new region now, and you can find that map on the COVID-19 resource page on charlestonchamber.com. And then I would highly encourage you, the second link down is called County Level COVID-19 Risk Metrics. If you go on that link, you can see where our county and our region are tracking. And if our cases increase enough, we will have to drop back down to a tighter phase, so most likely phase 3. And then if you go on to July 2020 COVID plan and click that link, you'll be able to see exactly what those mitigation plans consist of. So I would just highly encourage everybody, since our cases are on the rise, just refamiliarize yourself with the guidelines and the potential plans for risk mitigation. And please just remember, try to stay home as much as you can. If you have to go out, wear your mask, keep your distance, and wash your hands. Take care of one another so that we can take care of our community and our local businesses, everybody. So just be kind, be safe, be practical.
All right, my dear. Have a great week. Good to hear from you.
You too. I'll talk to you next week.